making a return visit to the show, one of our favorite comics, one of our favorite actors.
Period.
Period. And an all-around nice guy, Louis Anderson, is with us. Louis, how
What's
are you?
Up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm so great. How are you guys?
We're fine. We need to congratulate you on something. Emmy Award-winning actor for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. That's Louis Anderson for his work on Baskets. And boy, we couldn't be more thrilled for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm humbled by it. You know, really, it's a great honor that I got so lucky.
That show, Bill actually turned me on to Baskets. You know, our friend Louis, he says, why don't you watch this show? And it is funny, touching, heartbreaking, loving. It's got all these emotions rolled into one show.
Well, you know, I can't take credit for, you know, the writing and all that. You know, I had some part in helping with my character, but, you know, that we have a great writing group. And Jonathan Kreisel, who's from, you know, Portlandia and Men Seeking Woman and Saturday Night Live, and he's such a great director. And then Louis C.K. and Zach Galifianakis, and, you know, it's just such a great creative group of people that I think we're trying to do something different, and I think it worked out where we were able to.
Louis, there's a story that's going around about how they came to hire you for the role of Zach Galifianakis' mom on the show, but I want to hear it from you if the story is true. Is it?
Well, you know, the one where they called me?
Yeah, where they were looking for somebody to play the mom, and they needed somebody kind of like your mom from your stand-up.
Yeah, I think what the thing that they tell me, Louis and Zach, so I think you can take their word for it. They said Louis called me and he says, I'm here with Zach and we're doing a new sitcom and we'd like you to play a character. And I said, yeah. And they said, we'd like you to play Zach's mom. And I said, yeah, I love it. And I think the thing was that Louis had asked Zach, well, what does the character sound like? And Zach made a sound and he goes, you mean like Louis Anderson? And he goes, yeah. And he said, should I call him? And he goes, yeah. So they called me. It's the funniest thing. They called me, and I agreed to do it. And it's a great decision I made, I must say.
Well, that character in particular, and, you know, Louis, for years and years and years, part of your act has been your mom. You bring your mom into many of the stories you do in your stand-up. And I always thought to myself, that character is so dimensional and so relatable. We all have a mom that's like Louis Anderson's mom. And now when we see it in three dimension on television, I just say to myself, I don't know who they could have gotten to play a more loving, yet sometimes hard to deal with mom.
Well, you know, they did have a woman in, I forget her name, a British actress, actually. They had a person in mind for the character. And she wasn't available, so I should call and thank her, really.
Yes, you should. That would be the right thing to do.
That would be the fair thing to do, don't you think?
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I'm so fortunate and lucky. And then I just went in, and we went in, and we, you know, when Louis C.K. does everything under wraps, you know, he doesn't talk about the scripts. They don't tell who's in the thing. They don't do any of that up front. And so it was under the secrecy of a very, like, you know, small group of people. We went in and shot the pilot, and then people found out I was in the pilot, and they said, what do you play? And I go, I play Zach's trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't know how we kept it secret as long as we did, because until a week before, nobody knew, and then a week before they released the viewing tapes for the you know, the critics and that, and the cat was out, the mom was out of the bag.
Yep, I guess so.
Now, did you just grow your hair, Louis, or is that a wig?
Yes. What, doesn't it look real?
Yeah. It does, because Bill and I had a little side bet. I said, Louis just let his hair grow. And Bill said,
I went with wig.
It's a wig. It's a wig.
Damn, I lost.
Oh.
It does look real.
It does. And that's the greatest thing about it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, I try to make the character disappear. I try to make Louis Anderson disappear and just have the character there.
Yep.
Louis's gone.
That's my goal.
And that's what it is. I mean, you don't really change your voice, but you really feel that that's a mom. And moms are loving, but are very critical. At least mine was. And I think a lot of moms were like that.
Well, you know, they're that passive aggressive, especially in the Midwest.
Yeah.
That, well, I don't know. Are you going to wear that shirt? What? Are you going to wear that shirt? Oh, God, I guess not. God, no. Well, that's good, because it doesn't look good on you.
Right. There's a way of getting the point across.
Can't you just say it doesn't look good on you? Do you have to go through that whole backward deal where you make me feel horrible? I'm just saying, I don't want people to ridicule you. What? Jesus, shut up.
Louis, when they call your name, when you're sitting in the auditorium with all these great actors and you had some pretty stiff competition and they say the winner for supporting...
Oh, my God. I was so shocked. I have to be honest with you.
But doesn't it validate... You say to yourself, I've had a really good career and now this. It's such a nice cherry on top of the cake, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, it's a whole piece of cake, the ice cream and the chili. I mean, it really is. I feel so vindicated by it all.
Yeah.
I worked really hard on it. I have so many people there to thank. I mean, it's that whole crew and everybody and Jonathan especially. And, you know, and Zach is such a great actor and a great person. And Martha. And we just had a blast. I think that was a big part of it, having fun.
Yeah.
It shows.
We had fun. And this season, I feel like is, I don't know if you're supposed to say this stuff, but I feel like this season is better than last season.
Really?
Tough to top that.
Last season was great. Yeah. But I think I hope we did. I mean, it's really good. I mean, I never worked harder. I know that.
Well, you have every right to be proud because it really is. It's the most bittersweet television show I've ever seen. You're laughing hysterically one minute and just feeling so much sadness the next, and it just goes back and forth. I love it.
Well, I'm glad you do. I love doing it. We shot all 10 episodes, and they were a lot of work, and there were a lot of Zach does some physical stuff that's beyond belief, and. You know, it's just so good. I wish I could tell you stuff, but I can't.
No, that's all right. Don't worry. We'll see it.
You're just going to love it. You're just going to love it. And it's going to relate to your family. And that was my goal in the whole thing. How can we get this family, you know, because Christine's whole goal is to, you know, protect her family and help them through their difficulties. And at the same time, help her through her difficulties. And so it's rich, it's deep, it's dark, it's beautiful, and it's funny.
So real. And that's the interesting part about being a mom is you do have your family's best interest at heart, but you got to work on yourself as well.
Right. I mean, your mom, I mean, you're no good to your family if you're not doing well yourself. So
right.
There's a lot of messages in the show but mostly, mostly we're trying to create something that people can really enjoy and identify with. And there's a very big amount of labor of love put into this show. The writers work so hard, and the cat, you know, all the crew, and the art department is unbelievable. The stuff they created this year, I'd say. This, I think the art department, I think the direction, I think Zach, I think, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of people talking about this show and the quality of all this stuff, because I think the first year we were trying to get somewhere and find our way, and then the second year I think people just embraced it because of the success of the first year.
Louis Anderson is our guest. He's appearing at the City Winery. You got a show coming up on two shows coming up on Sunday. Citywinery.com/Chicago. Louis, sit tight. We got to take a quick break, and then more with the great Louis Anderson coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Well, a few months ago, our friend Louis Anderson took home an Emmy Award for his work on the television show Baskets, Best Supporting Actor, but he's always a stand-up at heart. He's performing at the City Winery this Sunday night. Oh, I'm sorry, Sunday the 29th. Two shows. Go see him at the City Winery, citywinery.com/Chicago for all ticket information. Louis, do you remember the moment in your life where you said to yourself, I'm going to be a stand-up comedian?
Yeah. I mean, I did it on a dare. You know that, right?
I did know that, yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. Well, now you do.
Who dared you?
A friend of mine, we were working in a shelter. We were social workers. And there were these comics. And I said, oh, these guys are not that funny. They were at a club. And you know how you do that thing where you have no right to do it, but you do it anyway.
Yeah.
That's how we got our radio show.
Windy. Windy in the Windy City.
Yeah.
Anyways, never heard that before. But anyway, so he said, well, why you think you're so funny? Why don't you try it? I go, I will. I signed up for the next week. And October 10th, had all my friends down, my family, my mom and dad came. You know, just a one-time lark.
Yeah.
And I got up on stage and I went, oh, I could do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got some laughs and I went, oh, huh, this is a good job. You know, because I've been looking at a job that was about an hour a night.
Yeah, that's the one. You picked the right one. Louis, do you remember the feeling you got when you looked over and you made Johnny Carson laugh? What did that do for you?
I was out of body experience. I rose up above my body and watched the whole thing. It's the weirdest thing that happened to me. I don't know if I ever told you that, but I was out of my body for a few seconds, and there's Johnny hitting the desk laughing, and here I am. I go, oh my God, that's me. I'm in there. Get back in there. You know, I was completely freaked out in the one sense, but it was surreal. It was all slow motion. And then then suddenly I was back, you know, but I had the weirdest experience. I've had a few experiences like that. And, but that one, I remember when Johnny laughed, I went, oh, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's one of those dream come true things when you're a comic, you know, especially back then the gold standard was Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
So if you got on Johnny Carson, that was like, that was your chance to, that was your, you know, what do they call that when all the football players go to their, to the thing for, to show off their skills?
A draft?
Yeah, no, it's the.
Louis, we don't know because we have the Bears here in town, so we don't know what that feels like.
Combine, right. Kevin says.
Combine, that's right. When you go to the combine. Anyways, it was my chance. I'll never use that reference.
Yeah. I was messing it up with concubine. I was
concubine. Is that it?
Wendy. Oh God! I'm
gonna
make
it.
Oh no! Wendy,
know,
we'll killed Louis Anderson.
Wendy killed Louis.
Oh no! What a horrible way to end this.
Wendy always kills everyone. Sick of her.
And then Louis, can I ask another moment from your life? What is it like to sit in the Hollywood Squares, to look around and go, there's a famous guy, there's a famous woman, there's a guy with a puppet. I'm in the Hollywood Squares.
Well, I did what any Midwesterner would do. Oh, this is really cheaply made.
It looks like it would be. And where's Charlie Weaver?
Yeah.
And Charlie Weaver. And that was the most exciting. Oh, I love that. That was so much fun.
It looks like fun.
That was, yeah.
You've had.
And, you know, I just did a new game show with Byron Allen's company called Funny You Should Ask.
When can we see that?
I don't know. You know, I think it's a brand new. We were shooting a pilot, and it was Howie Mandel was there, and Tom Arnold, and oh God, there's a million people there. But it was like a Hollywood Squares. but we were in kind of chairs, you know, kind of like it was a new, it's a new incarnation. It was really funny.
Hollywood chairs.
So yeah, Hollywood chairs. Oh, that's not bad. But funny you should ask is what it's called. And you have a chance to give two answers, you know, and they give you the one and then you try to write a funny one. And that was one of my favorite jobs of all time. That's, I had my best ad lib of all time on Hollywood Squares. I can tell you that.
What is, so, can you remember it? Do you want to say it?
John Davidson. Remember him?
Sure.
Yes.
The girl with something extra.
The dimples.
Yeah. The big hair.
Yeah.
So he said, Louie, if you're having sex and the phone rings, what do you do? And I said, you put down the sandwich? that secured me on getting the job at Hollywood Squares again.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really funny. What do you think it is about people from the Midwest that lends themselves so well to comedy? So many great comedians come out of the middle of the country. Good ones in New York and Los Angeles, too. But there's something special about the guys in the Midwest. What is it?
Well, the cold, you know, you're in the house for 9 months from the cold weather.
Yeah.
So you just turn, you just, everything's like, you just come up with jokes, you know, your mom, can we get some extra butter? Let us eat your party first, man. You know, it's those kind of things. That just, it's that, it's kind of like glib. It's kind of like, you know, sarcastic.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're in the house for 9 months with people.
Yeah.
You know, and you're thinking, oh, God, these people. And and then you see the irony and the and how funny, you know, like, you know, Chicago knows this. In the Midwest, you have a term that isn't on the East or West Coast or the South. It's good gloves. Are you going out? Yeah. You got your good gloves? You know, there's no good gloves anywhere else. You have to have categories for gloves. You're in too cold of a climate.
That's so true. That's so true. Will you do this for the rest of your life, do you think? Will you be a stand-up forever?
I think that it's kind of like some sort of sickness.
Yeah.
Where in order to get rid of the cough, you have to go and do stand-up.
Yeah.
You know, I think here's what, as long as I have a desire, you know, my thing is I like that I can make someone happy with just the things I say, and I can make them forget about their troubles. That's my favorite thing. People come up to me after the show, you know, I get a little emotional, but this last weekend I was in New York and a guy came up to me after the show. He goes, hey, I just want to thank you because my dad was so sick and we came to your show and it was the only time that he had any relief from his pain. And he laughed and he laughed and he laughed. And I mean, to me, that's why I do it.
That's beautiful.
That kind of stuff, you know, where people say, you know, my dad was sick and another one I just had recently and we got your videotape and he watched it all the time and it made him feel so much better. And so, you know, I can't top that stuff.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
That is so meaningful. And you are so great with the fans.
I never turned on my phone. You know, like
ever.
You just shouldn't. I was at the Comedy Store when I first started and a comic, I was standing with a pretty famous comic, and a kid ran up and said, hey, will you sign this? And he goes, no, I don't sign things. And the look on that kid's face really resonated with me. And I thought, geez, it only would have taken you a second to sign that thing. I didn't say anything to the person because I thought, well, but later that person became much more friendly towards their fans. So
good.
And so I was happy about that because really, if my signature, which is, you know, quite a flourish, can make someone happy, holy mackerel, right?
Yep, so true.
I mean, I don't care if it's in their pocket and they wash it and then throw it out. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean, that whole thing? And if somebody wants to get a selfie, yes. But, you know, try not. Let's shoot it from the eyes up.
Well, they do take it from above, right? Because that's way more flattering when you're kind of looking up.
Yeah, Venus. We try to get Venus to take it. Hey, what is that?
That looks like Louis Anderson. Louis, we're so happy for you, not just for the Emmy just for being on a great television show, Baskets, but for continuing to make people laugh in your stand-up. Louis is appearing at the City Winery this upcoming Sunday night, the 29th. You got two shows. Go see him. Go to citywinery.com/Chicago or Louis' own website, louisanderson.com. Louis, keep it up. You're doing great.
All right, thanks. You guys, I love you guys. I hope you have a great 2017.
You too, Louis.
Yeah, I hope you get through the winter, okay?
It'll work.
We'll
Take
wear
care.
Our good gloves.
I'll
love you.
I'll see you Sunday. Come on out Sunday, folks.
Perfect.
I'm going to have them butter me before I go on. So. I'm always funnier when I'm slippery like that. Bye, you guys.
Love you.
Bye,
thank
Louis.
You.
Louis Anderson, on butter sometimes, not on butter at other times. You pick the show. Two shows at the City Winery on this Sunday night. We'll take a quick break and then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.